You know, here at KOW, we get a lot of questions about traffic in this region, and one question stuck out to reporter Anna Boyko-Wyrock.
One listener asked, what's going on with all the road construction and traffic in Tacoma along I-5? It feels like it has never not been a construction zone. The listener wanted to be anonymous, but a few others had the same question. So I drove to the area. A few miles on either side of the Tacoma Dome are under construction right now. It's part of a bigger effort to totally revamp the highway network in Pierce County to add HOV lanes. The idea is to let carpools and buses get through faster so everyone on the roads can have smoother sailing. Eventually.
We are pretty much bumper-to-bumper traffic.
I'm in the car with Quinn Width. For some drivers in the region, it seems like these projects have lasted a lifetime. And if you're in your 20s like her, they have. You might say Quinn and the roads have grown up together. As a teen, she sang to cope with traffic.
And now I just kind of am thinking about things like, what's my next project for the house? I don't turn the music up full volume and pretend I'm Mariah Carey anymore.
This construction dates back even further than Mariah Carey. To 1993. Whitney Houston topped the charts. Quinn was in preschool, and the Washington State Department of Transportation first recommended HOV lanes in Tacoma. But it took 8 years before they got the funding and broke ground. The first step was rebuilding an overpass by the Tacoma Mall. 6 years later, the first HOV lanes in the county opened on a stretch of Highway 16 that snakes through Tacoma, but not on I-5 yet. By that time, Quinn was 18 and living on her own.
So, you know, I got a taste of how hard real life actually can be with having to work all the time and bills and paying for my own food.
But the construction still wasn't done. I put the listeners' questions to the guy responsible for these projects, John Winans with the Washington State Department of Transportation. He says a lot of people ask why it's taking so long.
What I say is that, you know, you work within the budget that you're allocated.
He says the legislature funded the projects one bit at a time, around $400 million at a time. But the whole thing costs $1.6 billion. Winans says it's like this.
We're building something that costs $100 and we're being told that we're going to get $10 a year. And so it's going to take us 10 years.
Besides cash flow, another challenge, sorry drivers, is you. They can't just close I-5 and rebuild everything at once.
If we had all the funding at the beginning and we could close I-5 and rebuild it, you could probably get through it in, you're still looking years.
After all, it's not just one construction project. It's also bridges, on-ramps, off-ramps, and retaining walls. Retired State Secretary of Transportation Doug McDonald gave me his perspective.
It's like trying to do a remodel in a restaurant kitchen while you're trying to keep the entire flow of guests in the restaurant.
I also called up an outside expert, Keith Molinar, who's a construction engineering professor at the University of Colorado. Molinar says these are complex projects, so it's not surprising that it takes decades.
It is really difficult to expedite things. The only thing you can really do to move things along faster is to spend more money on it.
And Molinar says he thinks Washington's transportation department does a good job.
Washington's one of the more efficient departments of transportation in the country, in my perspective.
I hold back, sometimes I won't. Now it's 25 years later. Drake is at the top of the charts, and Quinn has a degree, a husband, and a house. And the construction still isn't done.
Anytime I have to drive to Tacoma, I'm like, oh man.
The State Transportation Department says the current construction projects will be done in 2021. But they have other HOV projects in mind just south of there. They just don't have the money yet. In Tacoma, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock, KUOW News.
Do you have a news question for KUOW reporters? Tweet it to us, at KUOW.